What about the up over the fireplace, there's a kind of a shelf that you put lamps and things or clocks on. What would that be called?
Oh, fire board.
Okay. When you build a fire, sometimes you put a big log in the back of it to burn.
Backstick.
Backstick, okay.
Yeah.
What do you call a long dry spell like we've had here not long ago?
Dry.
Okay. And if the wind has not been blowing and it starts blowing, you might say, well, the wind is, would you ever say, you know, picking up or?
No, yeah, a fellow would say that, but then generally the direction it's coming from, north, south,
okay.
East, or west.
Okay. If the wind has been blowing pretty hard and it stops blowing, you'd say, well, the wind is?
Ceased.
Okay. When you get up in the morning in the, say, the late fall, and the air is kind of cold, you might say, well, it's sort of what this morning?
We're coming winter time.
Okay. Would you ever say that it's kind of sharp or snappy or?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Pinchy or sharp.
Okay. Good. If you wake up in the morning and you look out and the grass is covered with kind of white, icy looking stuff, you might say, well, we had a
frost.
Okay, good. And if you've got a bucket of water out here and the water in it's all frozen solid, would that be a frost, or you might say we had a
ice?
Okay. Or would you ever say a freeze? Or
yes, sir, freeze. That's what causes it, you know.
Mm-hmm. You might say the water in the bucket
froze.
Okay. If it gets any colder, the water in the well might. Did you ever say freeze?
I never have had it freeze in the well.
Okay. I guess it had to get mighty cold before it freeze in the well.
Well, I'm pretty old and I never seen water freeze in a well.
I don't remember ever hearing of it either. Of course, I guess wells are so deep that it.
Well, there ain't no air hits in a well much, you know, to freeze it. That cold air, I think, what freezes in there. Yeah.
Do you still use your well here?
Yes, sir.
Is it pretty good? Does it ever go dry on us?
No.
Well, that's a good one then.
I've been here and hit. Well, in the fall, sometimes real dry fall, it will get down pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it don't go dry. We still use the water.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. In a house, the room in the house where you entertain guests and everything like that, you might call that the.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Sitting room, something, I know that wouldn't be right.
Well, some people call sitting room, some call them a parlor or a living room. Or.
Well, it could be used as a living room.
Okay.
And it can go as that.
Okay. How high is your ceiling here?
Well, it'll be about 6 or 8. It's not 8 foot to the ceiling, I know.
Okay. About 7.
About 7 foot, I imagine.
Okay. Do you remember the house you were born in?
No, sir, I don't. I was born in Morgantown, you see.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
I wasn't big enough to remember that house, but and the fact of it is I've never seen a place where I was born one time, and it wasn't there then. The house was tore down and gone.
Just the land was there.
Yeah, the land was there.
Okay.
Big old chestnut tree stood there with sap all fell off of it, and just the dead part of it. When I seen it,
yeah.
I went up from one of my uncles up there, and he carried me over there and showed me where I was at, where I lived when I was born.
That's right. And the chestnut disease.